La lettre pro de la radio, le podcast.
World at General Assembly at Pullman's Paris Tour Eiffel. WDAB17 is the Twitter hashtag if you want to follow all the tweets, or if you want to tweet yourself. 200 experts from across the industry to discuss the future of digital radio, and one radio and podcast session. Brought to you by La Lettre.pro, the French daily radio industry news website. And we have Johan Boussiquet with us, with a head of media, Department of Culture, Youth, Sport and Media at the Flemish government. So, first question to you, Johan Boussiquet, is what's the landscape today in Belgium and digital radio? What happens?
Good afternoon. Well, first of all, from the landscape in Belgium, you always have to consider that there are three communities. I'm here on behalf of the Flemish community, and it's quite different from the Walloon region, which is the French region. Now, the Flemish community is doing quite well, and even from a government perspective, we have put in place, beginning of the year, a new framework, legal framework, regarding FM radio, but it also has consequences on digital radio. Mm-hmm. For instance, the new radios who are broadcasting, the commercial radio squad broadcasting for the entirety of Flanders, they were forced to go to DAB Plus by the 1st of September 2018.
They were forced?
They are forced. Legislation obliges them to go to DAB Plus by the 1st of September 2018, but they haven't hesitated. Two of the three have since September this year, September 2017, have started broadcasting in DAB+. So we have quite an expansion of the offer. We have also, since the 17th of October, from this year, our national public broadcaster, the VRT, who is on the air in DAB+, with all their channels. So okay. It's quite an evolution which took place in the last couple of months.
So, so that means that they were obliged, but they started before
because they
thought it was a good way to go?
Because they thought that it was a good way, because they see everybody, and there's quite a hype living on the market right now. Everybody's talking about DAB+. Of course, we also have an FM round, a round for new licenses for FM, for city regions and local radios. Those do not have an obligation yet to go to DAB+, but you see an atmosphere living and an atmosphere going from, everybody's going to digital, not only via DAB+, but also in listening via internet. We have in Belgium also a very dense cabled country, and you see that a lot of people are listening to digital radio also via their television sets. The only disadvantage we have, we were at DAB before, now we are switching to DAB+, both with the VRT. So there's a little bit lag still of not equipment on the market, but there's still some transition to be made. We foresee some communication campaigns in 2018. So slowly but definitely we're going to get there.
Okay, so we were talking about it, and you're not a specialist, but what's your point about the fact that one country, and maybe two, because Switzerland has also talked about it, have switched off FM, because that's a kind of small earthquake in the radio industry. Yep. It's something that we couldn't even imagine a few years ago.
So,
do you think this is also something that the radio stations are looking at?
Well, I think we have to be, first of all, we have to look country per country a little bit. You have to look at, okay, what are really FM countries? What are less FM countries? Are there a lot of local radios? I think what Norway did and what Switzerland is going to do, they have a large area with many mountains. I think DAB is a very good technology to get their signals broadcasted. You have to consider, for instance, in Flanders, we have 294 local frequencies on FM. We cannot bring everybody to DAB Plus in the future. However, I do believe that the combination of DAB Plus and the combination of internet broadcasting and digital radio via television sets is really going to give a boost to the industry. And I mean, we've all had the discussions. I was in a conference about a couple of years ago in the French community region, I think it was about 6 or 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Everybody heard the word dead and buried. Somebody said FM is still going to last for 50 years. I don't believe it. I think everybody's going mobile, is going looking for new technologies, and you have to look at the most economic way to diffuse the signals and to have your broadcasting then. And DAB Plus is a very good technology, so I think we really have to embrace it and see what the future brings. We have also, I mean, in Flemish community also, we are making now the progress, we are going to make the steps, but we are still we're giving licenses for FM for the local channels also still for 9 years.
Okay, so what about the other, you're in the Flemish part, the two other parts, what happens?
Well, the you have to consider especially the French community, because the French community, the German community also has a radio, but they don't have digital signals yet, I think. But the French community is also working on a new framework where in the French community they will start looking at local digital radio also. So the general legislation is not in place yet. They are broadcasting on DAB. They have been doing some testing on DAB+.
Yeah.
But they're looking on a new framework which is due the end of this year, beginning or next year, in the French community. And then, I mean, we'll have a little bit on both sides, an evolution to DAB+. So let's see what it brings. And we're positive that it will bring good news for the listeners.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us. And we hope you'll enjoy the sessions this afternoon. I think there's a lot of... we were talking with Jacqueline Behurst that she's going to talk about the 5C, how to develop digital radio in countries thanks to marketing.
Actually, to put on that one, Jacqueline Behurst is working for the Flemish government as a consultant, really leading us also to... a project plan to switch to DAB+.
So she's here also to help you.
And I know her very well. So.
Thank you very much, and have a nice World DAB General Assembly.
Bye-bye.
La lettre pro de la radio, le podcast.